Welcome to the Hawley Baptist Church podcast, connecting you to a community in which everyone is welcome, lives are changing, and Jesus is King. Thanks for joining us today. You can subscribe to keep up to date with us. Did you know you can also join our service each Sunday via a live online meeting? Please get in touch to find out more about that. But for now, we pray you enjoy what God has in store for you in this episode, and that it helps change your life for the better. In Jesus' name, welcome.
Well, good morning and welcome to Hawley Baptist Church Online. It's great to have you with us, whether it's today, which is Sunday the 17th of August, or whether it's late in the week or month or whenever. It's great to have you with us. My name's Neil.
And I'm Angie. And it's lovely to be here. It's a lovely sunny day. You could be listening to this in December, but in the middle of August now, it's beautiful.
It is indeed.
We are sweltering here at HBC, so it's good to have you with us. So we're carrying on our summer series.
Yep.
So our summer series is always a bit different at HBC. We record, the sermons are recorded, and they're really nice recordings this year. Well, yep. I don't mean the content. Well, the content, obviously, is nice, but the setting is lovely.
Yeah, a couple of people have asked, actually, if you don't know the area, the church which the recordings are made at isn't Hawley Baptist Church. It's a small, beautiful church locally called St. Nicholas Charlwood, and all the series from Ephesians come from that church.
Now, obviously, if you're listening on the podcast, that means nothing. But if you are listening on the podcast, you can find us on YouTube and have a look. And have a look at the lovely building.
Really good point. Yes. I feel like I've got a face for radio. Yeah. If you can't see it.
HBC is nothing like that, because HBC is a new building that we moved into 10 years ago. So we're in a much more modern building, but it's a lovely building. So carrying on looking at Ephesians, which is a book in the New Testament, the second half of the Bible, written
by Paul
to a church that was founded in Ephesus.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Good at this, aren't I?
Now in modern day Turkey, because I learnt that from the first one. So yeah, and today's the third in the series.
So the series, I'm going to have to look it up to make sure I get it right. The series is entitled Beyond Religion, What Christianity is Really About. And I've enjoyed the two so far.
Yeah.
So we've had A Bigger Story, Why Your Life Matters More Than You Think. That's about our place in the big picture. And then last week was From Mess to Masterpiece, and how about God can change what feels like a mess, or if we feel as our life mess, or we're a mess, that God created us. And Martin used that word. It was a word from the Greek that means poem, and we're God's masterpiece, we're God's poem, sort of crafted and created. And I thought it was a lovely, lovely picture.
Yep, do so. It's number three in the series. If you haven't seen numbers one and two, please do catch up either on a podcast or YouTube. And today's the third one, and I've got it written down. Let's get it right. It's called Breaking Barriers. What if church was more than a building? So it's actually talking about church being a group of people, and maybe what that group of people could do in God's power. So
excellent. So it's Daz speaking to us today. So shall we?
Yeah,
jump straight in.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
People love old churches, don't they? They find them comforting, even inspiring. Honestly, I find some of them a bit creepy. Those gothic ones with dark corners and stone statues. Whoa. But when I visited Rome, I went to St. Peter's Basilica with my dad. It's the biggest church on earth, one of the most impressive buildings you'll ever see. My dad, who'd been before, he knew to book an early slot, so we arrived at 7:30 a.m, no queue, sleepy-eyed, into an elevator, and then up what felt like 10,000 steps inside the dome until we finally came out onto the roof, and the view was breathtaking. It's a panoramic view of Rome stretching out in every direction, and we were so high it felt like there was nothing between us and a drop below. But looking down at thousands of people living their lives in that city, I found myself wondering how many people look up in awe at this building, which took 120 years to build, instead of looking up in awe at God. We can find comfort in impressive buildings, they might even draw people in, but the church is so much more than bricks and mortar. What if church was never meant to be a building we hide in, but the base we go out from? And in a world longing for hope, God has a plan, and the church has a part to play. We get to be part of that. Today, we're in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. And if you've been following our Beyond Religion series, we've seen how God invites us into a bigger story in Ephesians chapter 1, how he transforms our mess into a masterpiece in chapter 2. And now, in Ephesians 3, Paul tells the church that is central to his plan for the world. Imagine that. God could have chosen any way to show the world who he is, and he chose us, his church. Verse 10, Paul says that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known. That's a big calling, isn't it? And how do we live that out? Paul prays, and he prays that the people would be strengthened with God's power, rooted in love, and filled with the fullness of God. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. God's plan for the church is to be a community rooted in his love, strengthened by his spirit, living out his mission in a world that often doesn't know him yet. It's a reminder, the church is not a club for insiders. We are a launch pad for God's mission. Elsewhere in the New Testament, Paul writes, we are citizens of heaven. And the church isn't a fortress we hide in, it's more like an embassy. What does an embassy do? It represents a nation in a foreign land. It's a place of belonging and equipping. It's a base of operations, a place where people can find help, hope, and a connection to something bigger than themselves. And that is what the church is meant to be. A place where we learn to live for God. A place where we gather to worship Jesus, to regroup, to encourage one another when life is tough. But ultimately, it's the headquarters we deploy from. Because our true citizenship is in heaven. And we're here on purpose to represent Jesus in the world around us. So if you're a Jesus follower, your part is this, to demonstrate and declare the teaching and freeing power of Jesus in your everyday life. It's to encourage and equip others in their faith, whether you follow Jesus for 80 years or for 8 minutes. It's also to pray, because there is an enemy who wants to distract and deceive, and prayer is how we're going to fight for the hope of the people around us. The places God has put us, our schools, our workplaces, our families, our gyms, neighborhoods, these are all front lines of God's mission. We are ambassadors for Jesus, telling people of the hope that he offers. Until recently, I was a full-time foster carer as well as what I do for the church. And many of the children who came to live with me were what's called unaccompanied asylum-seeking children. So these young people, they'd often had heartbreaking stories. Many have escaped war or trafficking or abuse, and they come to the UK because it wasn't safe for them to go back home where they came from. But even here, they faced a new challenge. They had to navigate the UK asylum system. They needed to get to grips with paperwork, legal statuses, interviews, processes, all in a language they didn't fully understand, in a culture completely foreign to them. They needed someone to help them navigate it. And you know what? Many of the people around us are in the same situation spiritually. They don't know why they would need a saviour. They don't understand what Jesus did or why it matters. They might hear words like sin or salvation and they have no clue what it really means. They need someone to help them navigate the barriers, because the grace of God is freely given, but people need to know it's there and they need help understanding how to accept it. What could this look like for us? It might look like asking a question over a lunch break. It might be saying, hey, why don't you come and sit with me at church one Sunday when someone's struggling or have celebrated something. It might be asking, what do you know about Jesus? And just listening to someone's answer without judging them at all. It might be praying quietly for a friend every day, asking God to open their heart. It's just small steps, ordinary conversations, acts of kindness, and all of it matters in God's plan. So let's bring it all the way back to our question. What if the church is more than a building or a Sunday service? What if we are a ragtag army of ambassadors working from our embassy to make Jesus known on the front lines of his mission? What if God has placed you exactly where you are to represent him right there? What's one thing you could do this week to share the love of Jesus with someone around you? Who could you pray for? Who could you encourage? Who could you maybe invite to something? Let's pray Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3:16-19 over ourselves this week, that God would strengthen us with power through his Spirit, that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith, that we would grasp how wide and long and high and deep his love is. Because when we live in that love, we can't help but share it. The church is far more than just a building. It's God's people on the front lines of God's mission. And Sunday, it's not just for personal encouragement, but for refueling as we are sent out as Christ's ambassadors. We are the church, you are the church, and the church has a role to play in God's mission. May we not settle for a faith that stays inside these walls. May we be people who break barriers, who love boldly, who pray persistently, who share courageously. Because there's a world out there that needs to know the love of Jesus. And God has chosen us, his church, to show them.
Where have you seen barriers between people, in your church or in your own life, that Jesus might want to break down? What would it look like for your faith to be rooted more deeply in love than in tradition or routine? How could you play your part in making church a place where everyone feels they belong?
Well, short but quite challenging.
Yeah, absolutely right, yeah.
I guess if you're a Jesus follower that comes to church week by week and month by month and possibly year by year, it's very easy to get set in traditions and do the thing you've always done and not change and not be willing to welcome the person that's different to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very easy to make it around church, isn't it? Around very easy to make that hour on a Sunday morning the focus, and you know, and it's about what songs we sing and how we feel and where we sit. It's so much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That is just like an outworking of the truth. And the truth of Jesus is much more 24/7, just this hour in a week to sort of, you know, to corporately praise God, to corporately worship, to learn, to, as Dad said, to refuel ourselves for next week. But we can so easily make that 1 hour the focus, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. And once again, that inward focusing bit, it was apparently it was an Archbishop of Canterbury that said, church is the only organisation that's there for the benefit of its non-members.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's always one that I was quite like.
I thought you'd made it up for a long time. Then I heard recently it was an archbishop that said it. You went down in my estimation, well, I have to say.
I haven't got anything bright to say like that. It's definitely. But I think we sometimes forget that. And
yeah,
we do get into church and we do the things that we like to do. We like to. It's quite amazing. People are people of habit. And it's not just in church, but you know, if you are in church, people sit in the same seats.
Well, I heard someone say to her husband, who came in, you know, I'll save our usual seats.
Yeah,
and we're all the same.
It's that old joke, isn't it, about, you know, how many church goers does it take to change a light bulb and change? You know, and we don't like that. And we do need to change and be welcoming to people that aren't like us, that don't have, you know, as Dad says, you know, we talk a language of our own, don't we, about sin and righteousness and all that sort of thing. Maybe we need to take what you said on board a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, what was the questions? So the one in the middle was, what would it look like for your faith, that was on the screen, what for your faith to be rooted more deeply in love than in tradition or routine?
Yeah.
I suppose that's the bottom line, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when someone comes into our lives, or when someone comes into church that doesn't feel like they quite fit, that we love we love people, and we shouldn't even have to stop to think, because we should be so overfull of love for people that we know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It shouldn't be hard. It feels like it shouldn't be hard work.
Yeah. I always think the example I was trying to use myself is like a family. Because generally, I know there are exceptions, but generally people love their family,
yeah,
you know, in the wider family. And if there's somebody that doesn't quite fit in, they make exceptions to that person.
Yes.
They make allowances and they make it easy for that person to be a member of the family.
That's true. And particularly when you get a new member of the family, like a new partner or a new boyfriend, a new spouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do welcome them in, and you go out of your way to make them feel.
Absolutely. And there's the challenge for us, and not just inside the church building, but outside the church building, I guess, as well, 24/7.
Yeah, and Dad's just talking, wasn't he, about praying for people on who God puts in your path, and how can we love? And I think it is about praying, and I think it is about those conversations asking, do you know about Jesus? But it is also being ambassadors, which is a great image, is also about a practical outworking of that love.
So
you're the person in the office who, goes and sits with the person no one else wants to sit with, or, you're the person in the office that brings in a cake every now and again, or...
Yeah.
You're the person in the office who doesn't slope off early.
Absolutely.
Or you're the neighbour in the street who doesn't gossip with everybody else, or the one who does help put the bins out when everyone's away, or...
Absolutely.
You're the person... I'm on a roll now. I'm thinking of all the things that I'm bad at. You're the person who answers texts when someone texts you.
Yeah.
She says, telling herself off here. But I think we do express God's love in other ways. And people notice.
I quite like the example Daz used of the embassy, and we're ambassadors. So I'll store that one away. In about a couple of months, I'll say, it's a bit like we're from an embassy. Ambassadors.
I think you've made it up.
And you'll go, oh, that's clever.
It's very good at taking other people's ideas and reworking them.
But it is worth that. It is a good thing that, we don't go to the embassy to be in our little bubble in the embassy. We go there and we do, but we are ambassadors. We're out there doing it. Yeah, I quite like that.
Yeah, I like that. And I guess the other thing is, I was thinking, is it's, we shouldn't feel we have to do this. This is our reason for being.
Yeah.
God's made us, God loves us, God saved us. We must surely want that for everybody else.
Yeah.
So there's no feeling, we should do, we have to, must do. We should really want to tell people, who are we? I remember someone said recently that when they heard about Jesus, they couldn't believe they got friends who hadn't told them about Jesus because he was so amazing. Why did you not tell me? How could you not tell me?
Yeah.
And I think we have to need a bit more of that in our lives.
Yeah, yeah. So rounding it all up, perhaps.
Yes.
Church is not a building. I think perhaps a lot of people in church don't necessarily think of the church as a building. No. So that's step one. But then perhaps step two is it's not all about what happens inside the church. It's us being those ambassadors out in the real world.
So let's go do it.
Let's go do it. So that's number three in the series. If you haven't seen numbers one and two, please do catch up.
Yep. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us in podcasts.
And we've got one more to come.
Or you can, of course, find us in the building on a Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11:15.
Yeah, at Hordy Baptist, not at St Nicholas in Charlwood.
No, absolutely right. And the church does not look anything like what you just saw.
Great, lovely to see you.
Right, and have good weeks, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That is it for today's episode. Well done for joining us and making it here to the end. Hopefully you feel slightly encouraged at least, or that you want to follow Jesus just that little bit more closely. You can join us in the room on a Sunday, but if that's too big of a next step for you, did you know you could also join us online for a video feed to one of our morning services? Do get in contact with us if you'd like to find out how you can do that. If you've got any questions about what you've heard today or about anything that's to do with following Jesus and just church lives, things that we might be able to help you with, we've got an email address just for you. It's gotquestions@hawleybaptist.org.uk. We'd love to hear from you there. Don't forget to share this. If you've enjoyed it, somebody else might do too. Share it with your friends. If you want to keep up to date with all that we do, hit that subscribe button to maintain that link with us and all that we produce. You can find it as well, links to these different things, on hawleybaptist.org.uk/media as well. Thank you for joining us again. We pray God blesses you, and we will look forward to you joining us next time.